It's the dawn of a new era for the New York Mets. That's your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. Good morning. It's Monday. It's November 2nd. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I'm Abe Matcor, the start of another week. One of the biggest stories in baseball for me over the offseason will be how Steve Cohen changes the Mets. He's the incoming team owner, won approval on Friday to take over the team. He instantly went to Twitter to talk to fans. He posted on his own personal account over the weekend that he anticipates closing the deal in the next 10 days, and then he wants to hear from fans their ideas to make their Mets experience better. He has more than 38,000 followers as of this morning. Remember, Cohen paid $2.4 billion for the Mets. He is the wealthiest owner in Major League Baseball. The New York Times cited sources who said that MLB owners approved Cohen by a vote of 26-4. He now owns a 95% stake in the team and is, of course, the control owner. Now, what does it mean for the Mets? Well, Steve Cohen plans, it seems, to be very aggressive. He stated on Friday that with free agency starting soon, the team was going to move quickly into free agency, and he alluded being very active in free agency. Most other team observers expect Cohen to beef up the team's analytics staff and their technology, two areas where the team has traditionally underperformed. The Mets apparently have six staffers in analytics. A lot of MLB teams have more than 20-plus people. And, of course, now the front office will be led by new president Sandy Alderson, who returns to the Mets, so he will likely want to reshape the front office. So a lot of action, a lot of activity, and a lot of hope for Mets fans with Steve Cohen taking over the New York Mets. Staying with baseball, a couple of other big stories over the weekend that you're going to want to keep an eye on. Potential bidders are lining up in the belief that the Baltimore Orioles could be for sale for the first time in a generation. This story broke Friday in the Baltimore Sun. Not a total surprise. Peter Angelos is 91 and in poor health. Of course, his sons are running the team, but sources told the Baltimore Sun that at least three people have shown interest in assembling bidding groups if the Angelos family does decide to sell. One name that was cited was former Orioles president Larry Lucchino, who said that he has been approached about forming an ownership group, though he said it was not the right time and would not be appropriate to consider at this time. Cal Ripken's name was also mentioned about possibly putting together a bidding group. One thing to keep in mind, Nashville is looking for a baseball team. They have a very strong group in Nashville. Dave Dombrowski's there, among others, and they are trying to bring baseball to Nashville. Could the Orioles ever be interested in relocating to Nashville? Not saying it could happen, but there's a lot of question and a lot of intrigue on the future of the Baltimore Orioles. Staying with baseball again, Philadelphia Phillies president Andy McPhail said over the weekend that he plans to leave the Phillies after the 2021 season. That's at the expiration of his three-year contract. But he could depart sooner if the team lands a major executive in their search for a new leader of their baseball operations department. So McPhail did not sound like he was in it for the long haul at the Phillies. And in his State of the Team address on Friday, McPhail was incredibly dour about the state of the game. He says it's about as miserable a time in baseball he has ever seen by far. He called it a miserable process, of course, dealing with the challenges of the coronavirus pandemic. He spoke specifically about the process of laying off employees on the baseball operations and business side, but Phillies president Andy McPhail outlining just how difficult it is to be a baseball executive at this time. Let's shift to the NBA because over the weekend, ESPN reported that the league fears that delaying the start of its 2021 season until January could cost it between $500 million to $1 billion in revenue losses next season and beyond. The NBA and the NBPA still have not come to an agreement on when to start the season. The union right now is pushing back on the league plan to start on December 22nd and have a 72-game regular season and complete the NBA Finals before the Summer Olympics. The NBPA is looking for a later start somewhere around Martin Luther King Day in mid-January. Sources said that there are significant gaps between the two sides, in addition on how the league will account for reductions in player salaries in light of the major financial losses. So it seems like there's still a number of negotiation points still outstanding between the NBA and the NBPA before they finalize their return to play for the 2021 season. We've talked about uncertainty about where the Toronto Raptors could play next season because of the border crossing into Canada. The Raptors have spoken to the Prudential Center about using that arena in Newark as a temporary home. League and team officials reportedly like the location of the Newark building. It has great proximity to the rivals in the Raptors division. There's also talk potentially of playing in Tampa Bay or in Nashville. And of course, we know that Kansas City has pitched the T-Mobile Center to host the Raptors. Speaking of the Prudential Center, if you read one story this weekend, I would strongly suggest you read the Wall Street Journal's profile of Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment co-founder Josh Harris. The story is a really worth the read. The story looks at how he is trying to revamp the image of his private equity firm, Apollo Global Management, which has a very, very interesting image. It gets in depth about Harris's management style, his incredible work ethic, his aggressiveness, his intensity, and his competitiveness in the workplace environment. Harris told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "Some people play golf, some people play tennis, I work," end quote, when talking about his prodigious work ethic. Again, profile of Josh Harris in the Wall Street Journal Saturday, really worth your time. A couple of other things to note. Speaking of Josh Harris, the Daryl Morey era starts today with the Philadelphia 76ers as he will be introduced this afternoon to the media. And the NFL's trade deadline is tomorrow, 4 p.m. So tomorrow, Election Day, and the NFL's trade deadline. So a lot going on this Monday, November 2nd. I'm Abe Madcore. That is your Morning Buzzcast to start the week. Have a great start of your week. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll talk to you tomorrow.